little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
We're going to plow ahead with the next topic of child health, which is cough. So we've got another young child called Amber, and we're talking to Amber's mother to make sure that there are no features in her presentation. So the question that I would be asking Mum would be, how is her breathing?
Yeah, the breathing's not been a problem, Doctor, just the cough.
Is there any asthma in the family?
Well, my brother has it, so her uncle.
Okay. No one any closer than that, then?
No.
No. Is she growing okay?
Yeah, fine.
And this cough, did it come on suddenly?
Well, no. I mean, it's been going on a few weeks. I don't think so.
There's no chance that she could have choked on anything?
Oh, no, it was more that she, you know, it was when she had a bit of a sniffly cold as well, I think.
So it's such a common presentation. We see an awful lot of children with coughs where their parents are concerned about one thing or another. And obviously we're addressing those concerns specifically when we give them an explanation of what we think is going on. So an example of this might be along this sort of lines. So Amber's very well despite her having a cough. Her lungs sound fine and she doesn't have a fever. She's not working hard with her breathing. Most of these coughs, which are probably caused by colds, go on for 2 or 3 weeks, and medicine usually doesn't seem to help very much at all. But if you've got a wet cough that's lasting for more than 4 weeks or a cough that is occurring with feeds, we probably need to be checking that sort of thing out. But I do worry about coughs that come on suddenly, particularly because they might be caused by something getting into the lungs. So that could be a peanut or a bit of a toy, perhaps. Because there's no family history of asthma, and Amber is not wheezy or breathless, let's just check that she's growing okay. If she does get wheezy with colds and exercise, we may still need to consider asthma as a diagnosis. It's important that nobody is smoking in the house, though. Okay, so those are kind of example presentations. Well, let's generically safety net for a cough, if that's okay.
So the safety net might sound like this. So we need to see Amber urgently if she's working very hard at her breathing, if her feeds have reduced to less than half of her normal, or if she's vomiting repeatedly. Like we've said, we would expect this cough to get better in 2 to 3 weeks. So if it goes beyond 3 weeks duration, we'd like to see Amber again. We should know if she has a very high temperature, so if you've got a thermometer over 38.5. And also, we need to keep an eye on her growth. So if she's dropping across her growth lines in her red book, then let us know. And you did mention an uncle with asthma, so if you do notice a wheeze to Amber's breathing, then see us about that as well.
Particularly if she gets wheezy with exercise as well as with colds, yeah.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing.